This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, January 18th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. There are about 230 million migrant workers in the world, people who have left poverty, war, or other dire circumstances to work in another country. They are amongst the most exploited workers in the world. That is why the International Migrants Alliance was created in Hong Kong in 2008. Annie Lestari, the chairperson of the alliance, is an Indonesian domestic worker and migrant rights activist based in Hong Kong. She spoke recently to a social justice forum organized by the Canadian Union of Public Employees.
I was confronted between the choice of staying home with nothing to support my family because I still have my siblings back home, my family were indebted, or finding a job somewhere that I never can imagine. So that time, a broker came to me and said, you know, if you want to fast money, you just have to be a migrant. You just have to sacrifice for several years, then you go home with a lot of money. You know, I do not know what it means in terms of treatment, but I saw people are leaving and coming home with amount of money. So that time, it became a quick solution that I pick up. And this is a story that happened to millions of women and even men in the different part of the third world countries. So when I travel abroad, I thought, at least I will be treated as a human. And it was the other way around, because then the whole process of recruitment means you were confined, being trained, and prepared in a way that you are actually a product. You know, they cut my hair, they clean my body, they dress me in a way I am a servant of the family. So I cannot have a freedom of holding, even watching TV and so on. So they have this kind of very unique enslavement training. The biggest employment in Asia when it comes to migrants is really domestic workers, factory workers, farm workers, and other service industry, but practically the type of job that the local do not want to do it. So that time, it was the only chance to work abroad, and there's no other type of job I can even apply. You know, with that kind of education, I only graduate in high school. So when I arrived in Hong Kong, because after 5 months of being confined in the name of training, I thought I got my freedom by flying somewhere else. But there, another type of confinement happened because the agency took away my documents, I was paperless, and then they confined me in a house without holiday, and they keep telling me, you are a new person, you don't have right like others. You don't have holiday for 2 years at least, and then you only get 50% of your pay because you don't have any experience. And I thought it was legal because many of my friends are like that. And I didn't realize it was not. But that kind of information, I never knew it. And none of the information is available for me to even read it, because every single paper was taken away from me. So when I realized that, which is after 7 months, after 5 months, when I became very suffocated by the whole treatment, I slept without a proper mattress, they don't allow me to go out, not allowing to talk to people. They force me to eat egg every day simply because that's the cheapest food they say they can afford. They don't allow me to use washing machine. It was winter, my first winter ever abroad. So it was very humiliating, but I did not know what to do. I keep calling the agency for the help, and the agency say, hey, if you want the money, you better survive, because after 2 years, you get your freedom. It was very difficult. I try to survive, no matter how difficult it was. But after 7 months, I told myself I had to make another big decision between leaving the job, which means I cannot support my family because I cannot earn money, or staying in that kind of abusive situation. And after I knew that I have a way out to file a case at the labor department, I was really bullied a lot. It was really an enslavement that it was not necessary. So when I ran away, then it opened the whole horizon that, you know, the whole labor migration is a scheme. It's a scheme because we were meant to be a slave in another country.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.